What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Welcome back to episode 2 of Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. I'm one of your hosts, Sam, and my other hosts are...
Hi, I'm one of your other hosts, Malcolm.
And I'm David.
So, how is everyone doing today? How are the campaigns going? Is everyone doing anything fun or exciting?
So my DM decided to put a metal golem against us, or something of the sort, which none of us have ever fought before. And we thought we were, like, high and mighty, because we're, like, level 9 characters. And my character is known for a very specific move that most characters are known for once they learn it, which is Fireball. Fireball heals this creature, and that was a mistake, and now we're all very scared, and that is where he left us. And he was like, well, tomorrow you'll figure out how that goes. Tomorrow being Sunday for me, but yeah.
Nice.
Suspense.
Nice. Yeah, I know I killed my first player in a one-shot. It was with an ally, of course, is how it would go. So that was fun and exciting. He was like, oh, I guess I will no longer play this character.
Gotta have, like, a whole army of backups.
Yeah, it was just a one-shot to get them familiar with, like, this guild they're gonna join. And we had someone cancel last minute. Yeah, the rest of them. Luckily, it was just a one-shot, so it wasn't his real player.
Very nice. The Pokemon game I'm running, I threw some zombie Venonats at my players, which was fun.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm. It was based on the spore. There's like a fungus in real life that can kind of override the brains of bugs, mostly. And I think they could probably do more, but they're known mostly for bugs. And so they just keep
that's pretty cool.
Keep them going. Yes, cordyceps.
Nice. So, with cordyceps, what's their attack like? What do they do?
Well, they just take over the host and kind of use it to go around and kind of make more. They basically drive whatever they've infected.
So, I got a question here. Would you guys like to roll?
Let's do it!
Yeah. Oh, who's doing which?
That's a good question. I want to go scenarios this time. I always feel like I go themes.
Okay.
I got an 11. So.
All right. So for our listeners out there, what Malcolm and David are rolling for is our themes and scenarios for today's episode. Malcolm with an 11 for the scenario. It has disappeared.
Looks like it's a centuries festival. With evil bards cursing towns, by LaGravy. LaGravy?
Isn't that Adam? Adam from Roaring Trainers? Isn't that him?
I've never actually put that together, but that would make a lot of sense. And I'm sorry, Adam, that is you.
And I rolled a 2.
A 2 for sewers by Ren. Ren has always given us some great suggestions here on filling in the gaps.
Okie doke. So, sewers and the centuries festival full of evil bards cursing towns. That is just so specific, but not. It's so fascinating to me.
So, I think at first my thought is, like, we definitely have to use the Bard of Nightmares made by the bad DM.
I have not heard of this, so would you care to explain more about this?
Oh, it's basically a bard that strings together nightmares. It's on the DMG's website, or the guild, is it GM Masters website for a buck you can go buy. But it's pretty cool. You can cast, like, very, it's like a, you know, an evil bard, basically.
Okay. So just, but that's a bard gone, like, wild. We need evil bards cursing a town. So are we going to have bards of the, like, is it going to be followers of the Bards of Nightmare? Maybe? If this is one specific bard, or is this going to be, like, a thing?
Sorry, like, College of Nightmare is what it...
Yeah, like, maybe it's not even that they're, like, directly following him. Maybe they're just trying to figure out how he does what he does. It's kind of like a college where they're trying to figure out and learn how things work of this Bard of Nightmares.
So, something to add to that. We have the... It calls out the Centuries Festival. Quick Google mm-hmm. search. The only thing I found is the Festival of the Century, which is a knowledge festival. And it's a mixture of, like, knowledge, art, and culture that happens yearly. So it makes sense that art, music kind of falls under that. And a lot of what bards do, I think this is very tied into that. So this could be, like, competing bards or, like, a disgraced bard that left wherever this thing is happening that's coming back to kind of curse it or...
So what if we had it be like a warped version of the like music and art and stuff? Like you had like easels coming to life and like, you know, painting peoples, you know, like that kind of thing where it's like revenge of the like stuff that bards typically are like, this is what I'm about. It's like, well, now that's gone terribly wrong. All the women have turned to sirens and all the men have done and become like minotaurs. Like what? Like, you know, like, what if it's just, like, a complete reversal of everything bards stand for, and that is the curse that is happening? It's just, like, it's a celebration of bards normally, but now it's being corrupted or, like,
cursed.
Ruined. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Well, come on, guys. Play in the space. Jump in.
So, who's having the festival?
That's a good question.
And why is your party there?
Well, typically, from what I know of, like, art and culture festivals, it's just, like, a thing you could have it be... It's a perfect chance to throw in some lore for your world. Mm. If you're like, man, my players never care about my lore, it's like, well, secret is tied to stuff that they actually want to do. If they want to fight stuff, tie lore to that, and they'll go, oh, that's important. But yeah, if you have it be where it's like, oh, this is a great festival of like of the great singer Kanye, like, you know, like you just it's the great bard of Kanye, and it's like, oh yeah, he came to town once and we celebrate that this happened this day, and this and that, and it's like, okay, that's why they're throwing a festival. It doesn't have to, I don't think it needs to be super specific, but I think it could be like something where the town is celebrating that a bard did something. Ooh, that gives me an idea, actually. What if it's like a thing where the reason the bard's cursing the town is because either they've forgotten him or because they, like, someone stole their credit. So it's like, oh, kind of a, like, I wrote all the songs and nobody ever knew it was actually me, and now I've learned how to harness magic powers, so revenge, like, until you renounce the name of the real star, or of the person who's the quote-unquote real star.
So you're saying we have some lich bards coming at them.
Not necessarily lich bards, because that's going to be really powerful, but you can just have it be like an angry bard, like a bard that was scorned, and it's like, oh, like, you don't know that I wrote all these songs, you didn't know that I was the person behind all this, you keep giving all, this guy all the attention, like a certain movie, which I won't ruin.
Okay, I was thinking of the same movie. Yep. Which is okay. Why
yeah.
The lich bards came to mind.
That makes sense, especially considering the aesthetic of said movie. But yeah, with that, I would do that where it's kind of like an angrier version of that, of like, you stole my life and that's not fair. I should be the one who's famous. I should be the one who the town is like, oh, the great town of me, it shouldn't be about this. And you can, that's another thing, you can name the town after the person or the festival after the person. You could have it be that they just like, you could have them be related, you could have them not be related, you could have them be rivals. Like, there's a lot to play with there, with the dynamics of how you want to make this character interaction go.
Yeah, I think that's very smart to do. So we're having this festival, but what kind of lore is behind it? What could we give to DMs who are just trying to make this real quick for their, like, one-shotter or something like that? Like, it's the Centuries Festival, right? So that just means something happens every 100 years. So what's the festival for? Is it the death of a great fighter, or if it's this musical celebration, then it could be just a giant musical competition for your party to get into. Like it's in honor of that one person, Kanye, who has died 100 years ago, and now as your players are coerced into this competition, they are now faced with the idea of like, oh shit, a ghost just came and he's telling me that Kanye didn't write these songs. It was really, I don't know, someone else.
Yeah. we don't know a ton of celebrities. But the I feel like, yeah, you could have it be that it's this, and then of course if you put the party in it, they're more likely to be like, oh, now we have to solve it because we're involved. And they're part of the curse. Like, whatever's happening now is happening to them as well, which is important. I feel like doing, like, yeah, a musical, like, event or a musical festival where it's like, oh, you know, try your hand at this or, like, doing that. You could have it be that it's them, like, and maybe they start to feel the effects of whatever the curse is. Like, that's a good question. What should the curse even be? Like, it says evil bards cursing towns, but... And also, it says towns, so should this be, like, a thing happening from place to place that slowly, like, each...
It could be hitting, like, all of the places that celebrate whoever this legendary bard is. So, mm-hmm. they might have a town named after them, and that's, like, the big one. But smaller outlying towns have also had whatever this is roll through. And I really liked the idea you had earlier of just basically inverting the arts. And that's what the curse does. It's like, because you didn't appreciate it correctly and you kind of ignored what I was about, then you don't really get to enjoy your culture and art the way you normally would.
Sounds like a very, one of those, oh gosh, I can't think of the word, but like one of those people who's like, it's all about the music, man. Like, it's all about just me and my guitar. Like, none of that corporate stuff. And I feel like that would be what this villain, if it is a villain even, because you could have it be arguable that it's like one of those people who's just like, nah, this town's getting what it deserves. Maybe it's full of bad people. Mm-hmm. Like, I know one of my friends is playing Witcher right now, and he's been talking about how he's like, I'm having trouble getting into it because everyone I meet is a bad person. And I was like, yeah, that happens for like the beginning part of the game. And he's like, I don't know how to get more deeply involved or like if I should care about them then. So maybe don't do that to your town, now that I think about it. But that's the thing where it's like presenting the argument that sometimes, you know, like you can see how someone then could walk away from like there's an attack. And it's like, well, you guys are kind of mean, so I don't want to help you.
I think if... This bard that's... Are we going with they passed away?
We could always have the bards that are cursing. It could be a cult. It could be even followers of a false hydra. You know, we could even have it that if you want to provide the final boss for here at this Centuries Festival. Say you have a party member. It's like put it in someone's hometown. And they go in and they go the whole time they're talking about how I'm going to visit my parents and blah, blah, blah. And when they get there, they all of a sudden forget their parents ever existed. So the party's like, oh, we're your parents. And he's like, who? So you could pull in a false hydra. And whenever they're not singing, they're eating someone. And after they're done eating them, basically that person is forgotten. So if you have these bards going around cursing towns, basically providing a next spot for this hydra to eat at, or like a, you know, a meal, like this town's easy enough to take over and sink in. We could do it that way as well.
So wait, really hydras good. Affect memories?
False hydras do. It came up, it's not in the official DM or monster manual or any book, but it's, at least I thought it was popular enough where a popular homebrew monster that came about, but basically what it does is there's a constant song that charms this town that normally is its lair, and the people live their lives normally, except whenever it's silent out, the hydra is eating, and after they're done eating someone, they become forgotten. But okay. then the song continues, and everyone's going about their life like no one died. Like, oh, there's this hole in the ground and there's blood next to it and Jim's shirt is on the ground. Say,
but don't worry about it.
And everyone in the town is like, this is normal.
Jim?
Yeah, yeah, right. No one. And the party's like, we talked to Jim yesterday. That's what are you talking about?
That would be, we keep making very creepy campaigns for the record, but that would be interesting.
Yeah, so instead of the curse being that, like, this art and culture is being turned on its head, it's taking away the art and culture. So usually this is something that they would celebrate, so now in their revenge, they're just removing the memory of your favorite song.
I love that.
Okay.
And that could also, because it's the town is only charmed while this Hydra is eating, or while it's singing, when it takes those moments to eat, you would be able to have some really neat interactions where people are actually kind of afraid of what's going on, and then it starts singing again, and they're not.
So you could bring in this, like, you'd have this evil bard bring in this thing to get his revenge, or if we're keeping that, if not, cool, but we could have that be... His, like, method is that he found this thing, and then he's like, oh, good, I can get revenge on that guy. And it's just like, I can ruin him now. Heck, you can even have it be... Then you can even have it be that it's not a thing of, like, a just angle. It could just be a guy who's like, hey, I should have been more popular than I was, and dag nabbit, you're popular, and I don't like that. And he could just be taking out really popular bards.
So we have an evil hipster bard.
Yes.
So, one would say a cold play.
Oh. I'm into it, though.
Yeah.
I'm into the concept of, like, this bard band that thinks it could have been bigger if it weren't for these other more successful bard bands. So its solution is to take out those bard bands using either... And if you guys don't want to use homebrew creatures, you could always, you know, go with just memory magic and just have them erased and or, like, murdered in the night that way. Or taken, kidnapped in the night if you want to go more child-friendly. I feel like you could have those be like things where they disappear. The false Hydra, which I have looked up, it says it is for evil DMs, so I don't know how bad you guys want to use it, but I think it's really cool. And I think that if you had it like, if you had it eat the other things, and it's just like, oh, you could even have the, that would be pretty funny actually, in a dark way. If you have the, party come in and they're like, great, we needed a band, and it's like, oh yeah, and it's like they keep forgetting that they had a band the night before, so it's like, oh yeah, we need a band to do the song for tonight, and it's like, oh yeah, oh, tonight we need a band. And it's like, yeah, your bands keep disappearing, but it's like a thing that can unravel over time.
Yeah, I think this is perfect, especially if you're a DM with a party who isn't jumping into role-playing right away, and that's what you're looking for. I think this is a great opportunity to provide them with these social interactions to jump into role-playing.
Yeah, I think that this is a great chance to have... because then also you get to see what the party wants, because that's the fun part about festivals, is that you always get to see what everybody wants to do. There's always... So I think, and this should be... This is important. I think you should have a few hours where things are normal enough. Mm-hmm. Not in-game hours, not like not real-life hours. Don't do that. But have it be that there's enough time that goes by that the characters are like, hey, I got to paint this. Hey, I want to go join the Battle of the Bands. Hey, I want to do this. And it's like, oh, now a guy's approaching us saying they need a band for tonight to perform. And that's when they're like, wait, what happened to... I thought someone else had said who was going there that this person was performing that. And they're like, who? I've never heard of the shellfish bards. Like, what? And it's like, oh, well, I got to figure that out.
It sounds like the Hydra would affect everyone in the town. Maybe the curse is that it just affects who's in the town when it starts. So that's kind of going on before the party gets there. That way they can have those moments where they're actually remembering these details. Otherwise, it
well,
would
I was
like,
saying that it was going to be like a recommendation from out of town of like, oh, you got to go here. This person's performing. They're really huge. You'll get inspired by them. So you can get like a thing where they're like, oh, we're going to get free inspiration if we watch this band. Like, But yeah, and then I'm sorry, you were saying something.
No, I was just saying we should name the cursed bards that are going around doing this, bringing people into this town. And I think we should also just name this festival. That way, if people don't want to, they can just grab the name we say here.
Okay. I'm not good at naming things. I'm not. I think the fun of this would come in where it's like you get to do your own D&D versions of your favorite bands. Mm-hmm. So you get to like have like, I don't know. I keep thinking of the Beatles. So if I didn't say the Beatles, I got to just say the Beatles. And then like, but you could have like plays on words for some of the bands of things of like
an entirely deaf group of catfolk, well, Def Leppard.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. See, that's the stuff.
Yeah, the Tabaxis or Def Leppard. I'm sure there's something you can do with Mykonoids.
There's a lot out there that I know that people could turn their bands from one thing into another and be like, hey, that's the clever stuff. But yeah. And you could have that be that those are the band. And then that way also, if your party is not super engaged, you have it be that they can go, oh, I know who those people are, and then pull like them in a little bit more. Because it's like, I like Def Leppard. Hang on a minute. I want to help them. I don't want them to get eaten by a thing or disappear.
Yes, puns will be your friend in this encounter for sure.
I mean, in most episodes, we're going to recommend puns, but still. But the actual festival title, I feel like that's up to the person. I mean, it depends on what you want your bard who's celebrated or thing to who's celebrated could be about. Because if you wanted to just rip off stuff, which no one's secret to D&D is no one cares if you rip off stuff as long as you, you know, make it entertaining. You could do like, oh, sword and song and like different things like that. You could have it be whatever you want to call it. And go from there. But I don't know. That is tricky for a name for it.
Yeah, or at least what is it? What does this festival look for you guys? Like, look like for you guys?
David, you want to take this one?
Sure. I think we had an idea that it would be like a recommendation from somebody. Like, hey, there's a really great musical festival that's going on here. Your party could have a bard and they could get a direct invitation to come and participate. And maybe we bring in some of the elements of the Battle of the Bands and have it as this competition. So you could join as one of the bands that are going to be in the battle. And if you only have one musically talented person, everyone else could come up with the ways that they're going to contribute. So you could have your sorcerer be in there with your pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Ooh, and then if you want to connect it to the, like, sense of the thing, you just have, like, you have them do the Battle of the Bands. You do, like, a miniature version of it, so you don't have, like, a full gauntlet, but you have, like, four or five people they go up against. And when they see, like, this other band's really good and taking people out, and then it's, like, they don't get to go up against them. And it's, like, we can't find them. They're gone. And or people just go, like, oh, you won. And it's, like, but what about that other band? They're, like, who? Who was that supposed to be? And then you have to have them. I feel like you can make it a contested role for the actual party, but I don't feel like it's fair to just completely wipe it.
Just brought up that this would be an excellent point to have a skill challenge that your party could run through for each of these competitions.
Yeah. Do you want to break down what a skill challenge is for other people? Because I'm bad at explaining a lot of D&D things.
Basically, it's a series of rolls in a row where your party kind of goes in initiative order. And you can roll for that or decide it. Where everyone is trying to meet a certain number. You need a certain number of passes to be successful or failures and you're unsuccessful.
Yeah, sounds like that would be good. Sam, what are you thinking for this? How would you tie it together or, like, you know?
Yeah, I think going along the lines of keeping the quest giver someone the party trusts is a good idea. Especially if this is, like, a downtime activity where you've just finished your long arc of long arc of your adventure. This is a perfect time to just throw a curveball at your party. Be like, oh, we're about to have a great time at a nice town. And if you don't have a bard in your party, You can definitely make it like a band needs security or something like that, and slowly weave the threads of the singing and this Hydra taking control of the town. Or if your party is following these bards throughout, like they enter a town and it's cursed and the fields dry up and there's no more rain ever since this band came and sang a song. We can't get rain in. I think that's just definitely ways you can weave it in, and then they have to go to this town to protect the festival. My mind naturally goes to Fae, so if it's a festival for like a Fae tree, where these bards are now, you know, are tackling them to deplete it of its magic or trying to take its magic, or even just giving their boss, if we're still going with the Hydra as their boss, even giving it more magic supply so we can level up and eventually become your climax battle. That is just kind of where my mind goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. To jump on that a little bit, I like the idea of the Fae, and that would kind of open up where you could have a prize that would entice people to actually come. So if you have this really powerful Fae saying, you're going to entertain me with your music in a competition, and I'll give you a wish or something along those lines, something that they'd be able to dole out with however much power they have.
Oh, that would be perfect. Or even if another way you can put that in your game is if you do have a player death and they're like, look, I really just want to play this one character. How do you bring it back to life without being like, all right, you're back to life?
Yeah.
You can make them earn it.
Yeah.
Or if you just killed like a really important NPC and this could be how they bring them back.
So question then, because I want to make sure I have it straight as well. Would the Fae be the bard, or would the bard be working for the Fae?
Neither. The bard would be kind of tied to local music and culture. The Fae would just be running the competition because they want to be entertained.
I see.
And so
it just seems ill-advised and a thing to go up against the Fae under any conditions. So it's just odd to me, that's all. But I guess also the thing would be, like, you could have it be that it's just like the prize giver or like whatever. Like, I don't know. That's kind of a interesting spot, but I don't know about for how I would do that. But So
we have Def Leppard. What other kinds of encounters would our groups kind of come up against, either in the Battle of the Bands itself or kind of dealing in the background?
I feel like Def Leppard's so good that it has to be the band that disappears right before everything like goes crazy.
Or it's
like
the name of the band of the bad bards.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a leopard that can't hear would actually be really terrible at music.
That would be sad.
Or what if their songs make people go deaf? That's their curse.
Oh.
They deafen all of these different bands and bards where now they can't hear the spoken word because most bards are for spoken word or singing or some sort of silver tongue action. Now that they can't hear it, it just sounds wrong. If you do have a bard in your group,
because they think they're this amazing band.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like now you can have their charisma score drop. Or now their persuasion checks that they had advantage on now has disadvantage.
You could have their instruments cast silence on their own, and that's their curse. Is that they're like, anytime. That's the deafening effect of Def Leppard. Is that they're like, oh yeah, we're going to play you a song. And it's like, you can never hear. They might be really good musicians, but they could be like the person who's angered like a fae or angered a witch or angered whatever. And it's like, you're cursed now. This is your curse. No one will ever hear you. And you're like a great band and no one will ever know how great you are. We have been sleeping on the theme though, which has been sewers. We have not involved the sewers at all.
Whoever this bad group is, they have to be based in the sewers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
So that just means rat, right?
Well,
the band Rats, right?
Oh. I only learned about them from commercials. But you could have that be if you don't want if you want Def Leppard to stay good. If you love Def Leppard in your heart, they can be the band that goes missing because Rat is the true villain, and they are from the sewers, and they are there to, you know, just ruin your life.
That, or if we're gonna continue with the false Hydra, which we don't have to, but it could just be hiding in the sewers, and you can have a whole town inside the sewers that people are forgetting about, or you can actually have the festival inside of the sewers. It's like we have
like a hidden thing,
or it's like a festival of 100 years with indoor plumbing. Our life has been much changed. We don't have to go dig a new outhouse every night.
Well, that's what's interesting is that gave me a new idea with the concept of like having in there being an underground area. You could have it be that it's like these guys are under there, the false Hydra's under there, whoever. The villains are underground, and they're like, they are ensuring that they can take whatever and then just go down and be underground with whatever it is. And you can have these sewer encounters and make it kind of like a maze-esque situation because no one knows how to navigate a sewer. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Right. There's also...
So you could have it be that they're... Mm-hmm.
There's also a magical item, I think, Pipe of the Sewers, Pipes of the Sewers, something like that. And that's just a great instrument that you can have in there and give to your players at some point, too, if they complete this quest.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can do there with the sewers. Okay, so sewers now are getting involved. You could have it be that... Oh, okay, so let's not... We don't... I love the False Hydra, and I think that is good for a terrifying campaign if you want to horrify your players. We can all agree on that.
Yes.
But with kidnapping in this case and putting them in the sewers, hello to your Super Mario game where you just get to go down in the sewers and go rescue the band while this festival is going on, while the bards are cursing them to like have stuff happen at the festival. So you have like three fronts. So there's different levels to this insanity now. Where it's like, oh boy, what does the party want to tackle first? Because, sure, you fixed the festival. Great. You stopped all the monsters from attacking. Mm-hmm. We don't have a band. Well, they weren't killed. They were kidnapped. And since people won't forget them in this version of it, you could even have it be that it's like, okay, where did our band go? And it's like, I don't know. That right as we figured out they were missing, art started to attack us. And, like, musical harp started to beat us up. And we were all very afraid. And
it's like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, then you have to go, after you defeat that part, it separates it out to sections. So then it's like, okay, now we go into the sewer. Now we're fighting, like, trying to find where Rat or whatever band we want it to be. Oh, they got whatever band it has to be, has to play like grunge music. Mm. It's grunge for sewers. Yeah. It's just perfect. But you have it that you then find these people who are down there who have kidnapped these other bards who, of course, are going to be very upset because they are celebrities, dagnabbit. They don't deserve to be in the sewers. So you have it with them being in danger or in different traps and stuff that you can choose to set up however, and then you could do it that way.
I love the idea of having all of these puns for the band names, but I think one should definitely just be Kanye West.
Yeah. Oh,
I think Kanye has to be the person who like started the festival, but for himself, and then other people were just like, hey, I want to be part of this festival, and he's like, yeah, sure, yeah. It's the Kanye West beast.
But, you know, I think
Kanye that's... East, so it's not copyright.
Yeah, Kanye Northwest. There you go. I think that's great. I love the idea of one of the curses being the instruments are coming to alive. So your bard is playing his lute, and all of a sudden the strings grab his hand. And now he has to make a strength or dexterity check to get out of it. Or, like, they grab his hand and he can't, like, cast any spells.
Mmm. I didn't even think about that.
I think that's a great idea. That was a choice thought right there. And then you can bring that in. And so when they get down to, like, the different level. If you have a whole different group of bards, this bard controls like if it's using the pipe of the sewers, I think he like controls rats and stuff like that. So now you have to go fight the rats and get through, and you have different things underneath there. And
we've been sleeping on the ultimate villain, Pied Piper. It's perfect.
That really is.
He would be able to control the rats and stuff of the sewers, different animals and different things. Yeah, and he's like known for just straight up causing chaos. It's perfect. You just have a Pied Piper-esque villain, and you have him be able to do the stuff that you're saying. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, continue. But I was just like, that sounds like this guy. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. That's just, I love that. So we have Death Leopard, Pied Piper, all together. they've made a band.
Through band names to try and come up with some other ones.
It's hard. So far, I will admit.
I have a bunch of goblins called the Poo Fighters. We've got Bows and Roses, which is an elf band.
Bows and Roses, I love. That is good.
We've got the Motley Brew, which is a group of witches.
You got to have Imagine Dragons be something.
Oh, Dragonborn.
Kobolds. It's got to be kobolds.
Oh, kobolds are even better.
And they think they're dragons. Like, that'd be great.
Oh, I love that. That or you have it be, oh gosh, was Sahuagin? Just a bunch of Sahuagin imagining dragons.
Oh, man. Too bad we said the Kuotoa last time, because if they imagine dragons.
That's who I meant. Yes. Kuotoa. There we go. Sahuagin are the mermaid people, fish people.
Shark guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's great.
I like this. Okay, so, all right, we've turned a few times around in here. There's like three different campaign ideas, so we're giving you guys like a platter to pick from. But I think we're going to talk more about this last one, because that involves the sewer more, and we want to actually involve our theme with our scenario, because that's the show. So we have it be that we have this festival, the Kanye Festival, we'll call it for now. You guys can choose whatever celebrity you want if you don't like Kanye. If you feel that Taylor Swift deserves all the credit that she got when Kanye unfortunately stole her moment in the spotlight for that one time, you could have it be a Taylor Swift Festival. Yeah. We are just throwing celebrities out there, and they don't even, like, get to, like, you know, promote our podcast. Wow. But anyway, you could have it be that you can fill them in with whomever. You can have it be that the festival happens, things go wild. But this Pied Piper-esque character, or if you want to be really crazy and put Pied Piper in, why not? Comes in and goes like, hey, you have been like, you have ruined music and art, and how dare you? And I will not stand for it. And then he goes down into the sewers where he is apparently from in this timeline. And that is where he has kidnapped the bands that you must rescue, and you get to kind of have more of a, I'm still really into the idea of a platforming Mario kind of situation in the sewers, where it's like, that's where you get all your acrobatics and stuff. That's where you do all your like strength checks and different things is in the sewer, because up above you're going to be doing all your charisma and all of your like intelligence checks and wisdom checks to figure out what's going on. Now it's time for your strong, non-brainy characters to go like, hey, I get to punch this, and then that works. I get to do a flip, and now I'm across. Yeah. So
that's really good. I think motivation. I like the idea that this Pied Piper, maybe not because their music isn't good, but they just prefer like the purity of acting or performing. So they're against this bay because he made it a competition. So
music has lost. I like the idea of the, like you had mentioned earlier, David, the hipster kind of Pied Piper, and it just being like, it's supposed to be about the music. You turn this to a competition. It's all corporate now, man. I'm not about it.
Yeah, that would be so great.
It's just this character who's just like, I will show you that this is what art is supposed to be. There's no competition. There's no, it's just art. You've ruined this art, and now art will attack you because that's real art. Like, yeah,
you're experiencing the art. That's what art's for.
Oh, the experience. That's gotta, That's got to be like his belief, is that he's like, you got to experience the art. Since you can't do it, I'm going to make the art experience you. Like, this is how it's going to happen.
That's nice.
I love this. I got to admit, with these episodes, with this podcast in general, it always starts with me going, like, I don't know where we're going to go with this or how this is even going to work together. But by the end, it's like, wow, I really do love this. I want to play this now. Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a good handle on this. Should we move into the synopsis and recap? I couldn't remember.
Sure.
What it was called.
Sure.
Is it?
I will take the synopsis. Or wait, who did it last time?
I think I did the synopsis. Or no, I did the recap last time.
Oh, it is synopsis and recap. Okay. I was like, oh, I couldn't remember the verbiage.
Yeah, synopsis and recap.
Synopsis.
We can cut all this part out at the end here. So don't worry. Okay, so that was last time?
Yes.
Okay, so then who does it?
I'm recap and you're synopsis then?
Sure, I can do that.
Sounds good.
So why don't I do that while you gather your synopsis there, Malcolm?
Yeah, there's a few scenes to pick from, so.
All right, so basically in this episode, we talked about, our theme is sewers, and our scenario is a centuries festival, basically, where bards are cursing people. So you can run this in multiple ways. You can threaten the false hydras with bard underlings, helping them find out new places to eat people and have a new lair and whatnot. You can also have this as a great punny adventure with different bands gone missing, have some different curses, have your instruments become mobile and attacking villagers and whatnot, have your players experience the art and the art experience your players. Your major threat is you're going to want someone in there to be the bad bards cursing everyone is pretty much. And then, have your sewer adventure be a place where you can have your non-bard players become activated and participate in what's going on.
Good.
Okay, here we go with the synopsis. Your party approaches the microphones yet again. Well, wait a minute. There's no microphones in medieval times, Malcolm. Let's try that again. Your party approaches the stage and looks out to the crowd of adoring fans that they've gathered throughout the Battle of the Bands. They look towards the spotlight that shines down from a wizard casting light, because that can work. Where their supposed competition is supposed to be. They've seen them take down band after band, yet they're not there. Def Leppard is missing. They turn towards the crowd somewhat confused, and as they look out, they see that the people are beginning to shout, not with excitement, but with fear, as different pieces of art have come to life. Statues, and easels, and harps, and all sorts of different instruments and things that stand, that represent what art stands for, have now come to life and have begun to attack the audience. There is panic amongst the group. What do you do?
Very nice.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah, first go. Not too bad.
All right. Well, this has been episode 2 of Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. I am one of your hosts, Sam.
I'm one of your hosts, Malcolm.
I'm the other one, David.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Filling in the Gaps. Our theme music is Today by Linby off of the album Drive. If you like it, you can hear more of them at linby.bandcamp.com or on the Actual Play podcast, Bombard It. If you're looking for us on social media, this is David. You can find me at Daedra18, that is Daedra18.
You can find me at The Ruler of Rhyme.
I am at DMMambo5.
On Twitter, you can also follow the show at FitGDND or on our Discord server. We're always looking for new themes and scenarios to add to our lists. Give us a shout out. The show is edited by our wonderful audio gremlin, Andrew Brown, who you can follow on Twitter at xnubinator912x. We are an Obtuse Audio Studios podcast. You can learn more about Obtuse Audio Studios at obtuseaudio.com. It helps us out incredibly if you're able to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or any other podcasting app that you're currently listening to us through. We'd really appreciate it. And one last time, I do really just want to say thank you for listening. We'll see you at the next episode.
What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Obtuse Audio.